Proclamation number 6843, dated the June 1st, 1957. Thoughts are emanations from the spiritual realm. No one knows his own destiny and no one is able to determine it. But everyone knows that he won't stay on earth forever and that he can be called away even on the next day. That he can also be surprised by strokes of destiny which he is unable to avert. But only a few people make use of this certain knowledge by working towards the life which follows afterwards, towards life in the spiritual kingdom which lasts forever. And the rest don't make use of it because they are not convinced of life after death. It is, however, also impossible to provide them with proof of this because it would render the whole of earthly life useless, as its purpose concerns a completely free decision of will, but proof would already result in a coercion of will. For this reason people are left to a certain extent to their own devices. They walk through earthly life without precisely knowing its meaning and purpose. Nevertheless, they are able to reach a clear understanding if they strive for it. For people are able to think. For the duration of their earthly life they receive a gift, the capacity to think, thus also the intellect to process thoughts and to verify their truth, for people can have right as well as incorrect thoughts. This is proof of the fact that they receive thoughts from two sides but that the choice of thoughts is left up to them. Thus, thought itself is not a product generated by the person himself and emanated outward but it first flows to him as strength from the spiritual kingdom. However, you ought to know that thinking will not stop with your body's death but that this demonstrates to the self-aware soul its bond with God. Insofar as that, in the state of perfection, it will receive a spiritual illumination in the form of thoughts. In contrast, in the imperfect state God's adversary gains influence over the self-aware being, regardless of whether it still lives on earth or it is in the realm of the beyond. Hence thinking does not stop. It can merely be confused or entirely wrong if the soul's degree of maturity is low and therefore God's adversary has a greater influence than God himself, who will never forcibly impose himself but wait until the being submits itself to him. Thoughts are thus something spiritual, more or less corresponding to truth but always contributions from the spiritual realm, which can therefore also be classed as forces. Once again, with good or evil consequences, depending on their origin. Anyone who does not believe in the continuation of life is satisfied with the explanation that thoughts originates in the human being himself. But then death would extinguish all reasoning power, then it would not be easy to explain the concept of soul, which, in contrast to the body, the earthly material external shell, is the human being's inner life, his thoughts, feelings and intentions. The soul is everlasting, thus it will continue to be able to think, feel and want, if it is to continue living after death. Something that is alive, self-aware, has to be able to show these characteristics that it can think, feel and want. As long as these abilities do not exist, the being is still in a state of constraint in which it cannot be held fully responsible for its actions. But the being is given a task during its lifetime on earth. Consequently, it must also be able to think and want and to act accordingly. Hence, the point is that it should voluntarily adapt itself to the divine order which it revoked when turned away from God. Since its apostasy from God resulted in its descent into darkness, i.e., into complete lack of realization, it must now, in order to make a free decision of will, be introduced again to knowledge which flows to it from the spiritual kingdom and which can be accepted but also rejected again by the human being. People's thoughts are there for such influxes, but they can come both from the kingdom of light as well as from the realm of darkness. The human being himself is equipped with the gift of intellect in order to be able to deal with the thoughts flowing to him. But sharpness of intellect is not so crucial as the heart willing to love in order to be receptive to thought waves from the kingdom of light. Consequently, the degree of realization will match accordingly, and a person who lives a life of love will find it easy to make the right decision, whereas a heartless person is sent thoughts from the realm of darkness and is more willing to accept these and thereby becomes increasingly more enslaved by God's adversary. The human being certainly believes that the thoughts are his own spiritual product, that he, by virtue of his intellect and his externally received education, generates them himself. In that case, however, his soul would be entirely empty at the moment of death. But it is, in fact, the human being's actual self and can therefore not stop thinking, feeling and wanting. It therefore remains within the area of thought waves, but it created or can still create the sphere which it now occupies. Although its thinking will be weak and confused in the dark spheres, nevertheless, it can think, and also clarify this thinking if it wants to. Thought is spiritual strength which cannot disappear. For that reason every thought will also have some kind of result, negative, if it flows from the kingdom of darkness and is accepted, or positive, if it originates in the kingdom of light and finds acceptance in human hearts. Thus, the human being himself need only prove his willingness of acceptance by desiring contact with the kingdom of light. This is why no person will ever allow good thoughts to arise in himself if he is totally captivated by the adversary, because he does not produce the thoughts himself but they flow to him like waves. He must allow them to surround him if they are to have a beneficial effect on him, if they are to impart the knowledge to him which helps him to make the right decision. For this is every individual person's only goal in life, on account of which he was allowed to embody himself on earth. Amen.